Armstrong, the All-American boy.
Wave the flag for us and high, boys. Show them how we stand. Every shall our team be champion, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American boy. Say, where'd you put that baseball bat of yours and your favorite glove and all the rest of the baseball equipment you stored away for the winter? Well, you better start getting it in shape, because the baseball season will be opening a lot sooner than you think. Yes, sir, right now the big league training camps down south are running full blast, and your favorite stars, Jimmy Fox and Bob Feller and Bucky Wallers and all the rest, are working out, getting in top condition for another big year of championship baseball. That sort of starts your thinking, doesn't it? Makes you wonder just what you can do to get in trim for playing games this spring. The answer is easy. Just get in training. Get in training right now, like these famous baseball stars are doing, so that you'll be in better condition to do your stuff when the season starts. Of course, you know the special set of training rules that's recommended for young athletes who want to play better baseball. It's the well-known system of Jack Armstrong, the All-American boy. Let's run over Jack Armstrong's training rules, shall we? Just so that we can be sure we have them down pat. First, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Second, use lots of soap and water every day to help steer clear of dirt and germs. Third, but say, do I need to remind you what that third training rule is? Hundreds of your favorite athletes have made it a part of their own training program. Thousands of fellas and girls follow it every day. Yes, sir, it's the rule that says to eat a breakfast of champions every morning. Eat a big bowl full of Wheaties, those super delicious flakes of real whole wheat with lots of milk and fruit. Take my word for it, that keen-tasting breakfast of champions can put a brand new wallop in the old training diet. It's got flavor to it, the rich, toasted flavor of those crunchy Wheaties flakes. Why, I wouldn't blame you a bit if you want two or three helpings of Wheaties for breakfast. That's how good Wheaties taste. And talk about nourishment. Say, Wheaties are practically made to order for athletes who want a champion supply of bodybuilding nourishment to help them get up and go. Wheaties are extra nourishing, jam-packed with all of the well-known essential food values of the natural whole wheat grain. Get some Wheaties right away, will you? You're gonna like them, I know. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American boy. Listen to the Moro boatmen as they paddle their heavily loaded beaver against the swift rapids of the narrow river. It's tough going, because here, the river boils out of the narrow gorge that cuts through the mountain range from the mysterious country of the Mandaeus, the pagan tribe that is keeping Professor Loring a captive. Yes, the Beachcomber Whisperer actually discovered that the Mandaeus are holding Professor Loring, and for long, hot days, Jack Armstrong and Uncle Jim and the others have been traveling up the river in their beaver, leaving the flat jungle country and climbing ever upward into the mountainous region of Mindanao, which few white men have ever seen. Right now, while Uncle Jim and Betty are overtaking the Vita in their windmill plane, the Otto Gyro, Malua is urging his boatmen to more powerful strokes. Jack and Billy and the mysterious Beachcomber Whisper are sitting in the middle of the Vita, wondering if the angry river has finally stopped their progress. And everyone is keeping a sharp lookout for signs of the Mandaeus, for they are just entering the country of the hostile pagans. Listen.
Suffering, Captain Jack, look at this river rush past us. Why, we're not making any headway at all.
We've got to get through this gorge some way, Billy. We can't dump our equipment and carry it. Both banks are so steep, there's no room to walk at the edge of the river.
Oh, I'll say there's not. Why, there's just a vertical cliff on each side of us.
Manuel's Moros are doing their best. We've only got a few hundred yards more to go, and then we'll be past these rapids and into quiet water.
Yeah, and into the land of the Mandaeus, too. I'll bet you that they're watching us this very moment.
Let them watch, Billy. There'll be a lot of us before we rescue Professor Loring, if Whisper has the right dope.
My dear Jack, my information came for this possible fault. And those delightful Moro messengers are closing the law. They have been here.
Well, that proves that someone can come into this country and live to tell a tale. Did those Moros tell you anything about the Mandaeus, Whisper?
Oh, yes, Billy, quite a bit. Charming people, these Mandaeus. A bit on the cannibalistic side. Know what I mean?
We know what you mean, Whisper. But I'm afraid Billy and I would make a pretty tough side dish for any cannibal.
Jumping Jupiter, Whisper. Do you mean...
Wait a minute. There's something we can really get excited about.
Oh, what is it, Jack? What do you see?
Look up at the top of the right-hand cliff, Billy. Near that lone tree that grows out of the rock. Isn't that a man?
I don't see... Oh, yes, I do. But I'm not sure that's a man, Jack. It isn't moving.
It was moving when I saw it, Billy. At least I think it was. What do you think, Whisper?
Such a nuisance to think, Jack. And I know that anything is moving.
Oh, you're right, Whisper. It's moving back. It must be a man. Gosh, Willikin, now he's completely disappeared.
He's going back into the hills, Billy. I'd bet a million he's gone back to warn the tribe.
Gosh, oh, old Hemlock, and this gorge would be a dandy place for them to trap us, too. Why, they could roll stones off the top of the cliff and just about sink our Vita.
Yes, we've got to get the Vita through this gorge in a hurry, Billy. And right now, we're hardly moving at all. Let's get out and push.
But it looks too deep, Jack.
It can't be very deep, Billy, or the current wouldn't be so swift. Hey, I wish Uncle Jim and Betty had hurried up and come.
Well, what good could they do, Jack?
Well, they could always fly above the cliff and frighten off any of the natives. I mean, if any of the natives started to throw large stones at us.
Excellent, Jack, most excellent. From the word, we're actually moving backwards now. Shall we jolly well go over the side and do our top and twirl?
I guess we better try it, but first, we've got to get through this gorge somehow. There you are. We're going to hop out and push.
Come on, Jack. I'll be the first one over.
Now you are, Jolly, I am over.
Well, Whisker beat us both over. Say, it's only a couple of feet deep.
What? Boy, is it?
I say, Billy, old top, are you going to push the Vita or let the Vita pull you?
Yeah, I guess it's that. I'm not much help just holding onto the Vita this way. I had to get used to the swift current, but there, I'm pushing now, though.
Yeah, boy, Billy. Yep. Come on now. All together. Push.
We're not making much headway, Jack.
This rate, we'll be all day getting through this gorge.
Yeah, and by that time, we'll have a whole tribe of those pagans on our necks, Billy. Keep on trying. Come on. Hard now.
I'm doing my darndest. But the Vita's just holding her own.
Why don't our boatmen get out and push, too?
They can do more good paddling.
Why don't we get the Vita close into the cliff?
The current's just as swift over there, Billy.
The current's catfish. We'll never get through this way.
I say, Jack, oh boy, we really aren't doing much good. Let's stop a minute to talk this very thing over.
Okay, Whisper, rest a minute, Billy. We're going to have to try something else.
I'm not sure, Jimmy. I wish we had a tugboat.
Say, Billy, that gives me an idea. I wonder if it would work.
Well, what's eating you, Jack? Let me in on your brainstorm.
I was just thinking, Billy. Say, there's Uncle Jim coming now. He's flying low. Maybe it will work.
Oh, jumping, Jiminy, gee whiz, Jack. You aren't going to use the auto gyro as a tugboat.
Why not, Billy? We can run a light cable from the Vita to the plank, and it can catch you on the water in front of us and pull us.
What, we'll rip the fuselage to pieces, Jack?
Now, there must be some way to make it work, Billy. Look up there on top of the cliff.
Holy smoke, there are a couple of pagans up there now.
There are more than that. Look at them. They're pointing to us. They're talking it over.
We would be right in the middle of a gorge at a time like this.
It could be worse, Billy. Not very much they can do to us as long as they stay up there. Look, here comes Uncle Jim now. He's about to come down in the gorge.
I'm glad there are no rocks in this river, Jack. He'd rip open his pontoons if there were.
He'll be safe enough, Billy. As long as he can keep his engine running, he can control her. There, he's almost down. He is down. He's catching up to us. He'll be alongside in a second.
And those pagan man giants will be doing something pretty soon, too, Jack. I can just feel it from my bones.
Here's Uncle Jim, Billy. He's opening the collar.
Come on, Jack. What's the trouble? Can't you get the Vita faster, Abbott?
It's all we can do to hold our own, Uncle Jim. Hi, Betty.
Hello, Jack.
There's some turn here.
I'll take the auto gyro below the gorge, Jack, and come back and help you push. But it's going to be slow business.
It's
going to
be too slow, Uncle Jim. Look up on top of the cliff. There are a bunch of mandayas there watching us.
And I know that they're cooking up something, Uncle Jim.
Oh, Billy, do you really think they're going to do something?
Yeah, darn quick they are, Betty. It's just a question of when.
So we finally run into the pagans who are holding Professor Loring, eh, Jack? We certainly picked a fine place to meet them.
We couldn't have picked a worse place, Uncle Jim. That's why we've got to get through this gorge before they decide what to do. I was thinking, do you suppose we could run a line from the auto gyro to the Vita? Then you could taxi up the gorge and pull us behind you.
That's quite a large order, Jack. I'm afraid we'd pull the tail of the fuselage loose. But we've got to do something. What do you say, Whisper?
Well, I think, old chap, that it can be done. I've done it.
You've actually done it, Whisper. In a small plane like this.
Father, I want to tell the lifeboat in a small seaplane for half a day.
Holy smoke, Whisper. Is there anything you haven't done before you became a beachcomber?
What about the fuselage, Whisper? Will it stand the strain?
I fancy not, Jack. I can run the line from the engine back into the Vita. That will take you straight off the fuselage.
Yes, that may work, Whisper. Benny, hand me that light anchor cable under your seat. I make it fast in the bracket.
All right, Uncle Jim. But we'll have to move over a little.
I say, old chap, it's good night. I'll get in the valley ship and do the towing. Spike was simple and all that, but it helps if you've done it before.
That's fine, Whisper. As soon as I get the cable made fast, Benny and I'll get in the Vita, and we'll turn the ship over to you.
Here's the cable, Uncle Jim. We're lucky old Jim put such a heavy load.
This is airplane. Mr. Venus and take some of the strain off with him. Billy, take this cable up to Manuel and tell him to make it fast to the bow of the Venus.
Okay, Uncle Jim. I'll tell him to make it good and fast.
Hey, Uncle Jim, before we try to pull the Venus through the gorge, why don't we fly the ship up to the top of the cliff and frighten the Mandaeas away?
Well, I thought of that, Jack. I don't want to risk making enemies of them before we have to. They don't know that we have come here to rescue Professor Loring. So until they commit an act of hostility, it will pay us to act friendly.
I guess you're right, Uncle Jim. It's going to be hard enough to rescue Professor Loring as it is. But unless I miss my guess, those Mandaeas are going to do something pretty unfriendly very soon.
We'll have to take a chance on that. Here comes Billy. Manuel's making that cable fast now. There, he's all set. All right, Whisper. Taxi ahead of us and see what you can do. Jack and Billy and I will stay in the river and push.
Well, aren't we going to get into the beat, Uncle Jim?
Your boots that those wild Mandaeas are up to something. So you'll certainly want to be on hand next Monday, because there's going to be plenty of excitement in that gorge in the middle of Mindanao. So listen in, at the same time, all of you, for an especially thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Missing Professor Loring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, be sure to ask Mother to put Wheaties, W-H-E-A-T-I-E-S, at the top of her weekend shopping list. Those crunchy Wheaties flakes will taste mighty good for breakfast tomorrow and Sunday. Yes, and I'll bet you'll be wanting more Wheaties for a quick lunch or an afternoon snack between time. You better ask for two or three packages of Wheaties.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of our brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye to Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy a Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys, show them how we stand.
Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong! Jack Armstrong!